second and now 13 or, yeah, 13. Carson comes out to the right, Trevor to the left, and Baker sees in the backfield with Moore. Carson in motion, gets the handoff, running to the left side, across the line of scrimmage, not much more. It'll be third and long from the just inside the 35. Dropping back is Moore. Under pressure, skip arms, gets some free, throws it long. Jumping is Wilson, and it's can't jump enough, incomplete. So that will bring up fourth for the Falcons from Ravius 35. And Wilson drops back in punt formation. High snap, catches it, and does punt a spiral toward the right corner, but it will go into the end zone for a touchback. Touchback will bring it to Moravia's 15, where they will start their first series. That's the first time this season Wayne has been stopped on their opening series. And on defense now for the Falcons, the snap is fumbled in the backfield, and they go down on it right away. The quarterback and the running back compete for it. And falling on it is running back Sam Klaus, but it'll be a loss on the play inside the 10 to the 8. So, big loss on the play, back to the 8, and now from the gun, Cochran. And it falls on the turf again, and Cochran covers it up, hit by Bradford after doing so. And that loss is now inside the 5 to the 4. This base end up with the safeties. Third and a bunch for Moravia. Falcons not really needing to do much on defense so far other than just show up. But from the gun now, Cochran looking to pass. Andrews coming in over the middle. He gets it complete, and Carson will hold on to Klaus, stopping him shy of the 10. Put that one at the 9. And it'll be fourth down. And what, 16 to go? Dropping back in punt formation, it looks like junior Skyler Smith from Moravia. And he fumbles it in the end zone, picks it up, and gets the punt away. And it will land at about the Falcon 32, take a Moravia bounce, and be down at Moravia's 38. So, two unproductive opening drives for two of the three highest scoring teams in the state. But Wayne with the ball again for the second time. Now an offset eye, Baker locking for Carson on the right side, just through the line, but a probably touchdown-saving tackle by Waybill in the defensive backfield brings Carson down around the 30. Eight-yard pickup, and now the ball is at the 30. And hands off to the left side, Carson, and there's nothing there. He forward progress might get him back to the line of scrimmage. But it was all congested in the middle. And the ball will set with the nose on the 30, so that's a no gain for Carson. And a quick MDL stat check, 4 carries, 20 yards for Carson. 7:14 to go in the first. We're scoreless from Moravia. Quarterback sneak by Moore. And Moravia says they have it, so do the officials. Coming away with that one is Quentin Castile on the Moore fumble. Moravia will have it just inside their own 30. Oh for 2 for the Falcons. Here come the Mohawks from the gun. Cochran. And the fakes the handoff, throwing it over the middle. It's high and complete. And the defender falls down. Heading into the end zone is Wayville. No flags. So a 50-yard touchdown pass. Cochran to Wayville. Touchdown for Moravia, 6:54 in the opening quarter. And the Falcons are behind for the first time this season. The PAT attempt brought to you by Thomas Randolph Funeral Home is kicked wide right, no good. And so with 6:54 to go in the first, Wayne with their first deficit of the season, 6-0 to Moravia. One play drive. And Wayne trails 6-0. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in and let's give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Shivers, a charter sponsor of Falcon football, as is John Fry, and Falcons see how they respond to a little adversity. It wasn't a great throw, but the receiver, Wayville, just ran under it, got it. And the Falcon defender fell trying to defend it. Another dribbler down the middle of the field. Falcons need to cover it, and Nickel has it inside the 30, crosses the 30, but it was just a little ground ball that took so long to be fielded that Moravia was able to get down there, and they will have, Falcons will have the ball at the 32, 3-yard pickup. At their own 32, Wayne starts trailing 6-0, 6:49 to go. War under center, Carson behind him. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Moore batted down at the defensive line by Jake Martin. Incomplete. 0-for-2 now for Trent. And the Falcons, on their own 32, will have 2nd and 10. Might not hurt to go back and dance with the one that brung you. Carson splits out left, Trevor to the right, Blade the only back behind Moore, who drops straight back under some pressure from this side, rolls out to the left, gets around the end, but he's short of midfield. He'll be marked down at about the 38. Six-yard pickup. And it'll be third and four for the Falcons from their own 38. Trailing Moravia 6-0 here in the first quarter. First quarter that is now half gone. Pitch is to the right, and it looks like it's Wilson, and he lowers his head, delivers a blow at the 32, and drives the defender back to the Moravia 30. And that'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons on the Trevor Wilson run. Pickup of 12 on the play. Now Wilson heads out to the left. Carson is there as well. Blade is the only back behind Moore under center. And Moore will roll left. Looking, throwing deep, and trying for Wilson on the left side, incomplete, overthrew it. And we got our first boo-boo on the stat sheet of the night. Pitches to Carson, coming to the right side. It gets a fumble, balls on the turf. Moravia has it picked up. And Wayville has it brought down immediately by Kyle Andrews. Carson got down to about the 20 and fumbled. And the ball will sit at Moravia's 11-yard line. And we'll see from there. Moravia again from the gun. Back in motion. And the ball, a snap is fumbled, and the Falcons fighting for it. We'll see. It was a fumble. And it's Wayne's ball. I think that was Matley picking that up in the center of the line. And Wayne has it with the football just shy of the 9. Third fumble for Moravia. That's a great Western Bank. Great play for the Falcons. 9 yards from tying up this game. Carson goes left. He gets a few, but he will be brought down. And keeper will give it inside the 5. We'll call it the 4. So a 5-yard pickup. Now Moore under center, and it's Carson coming to the right. He's hit hard and knit right at the line and brought down, finished off by Trevor Cormany, but a couple of linemen grabbed him right away. And I'd say he lost a yard on that. So from the 5, we are in Rods Auto Red Zone. Carson fumbles, and the ball is picked up by Moravia. I don't get what's going on. Both teams having trouble holding on to it on the south end of the field, but Moravia is on it at the 10. Around their own 10, Moravia will take it back over. Wow. 4:24 left in the first quarter. It's 6-0. Moravia leading. The run comes to this side, and it gets across the 10 out to close to the 14 before Carson and Blade bring him down. That's Cormany. Not it at the 13. And it'll be 2nd and 7 for Moravia from there. Empty backfield in the gun, now in motion, and a flag comes down, and I believe Moravia may have moved on the right side of the line. And no, Falcons are called out for offsides, and that'll give 5 more to the Mohawks. That'll be 2nd and 2 from the 18. Schumann in the middle of the defensive line now for the Falcons. 3:44 to go in the first. From their own 18. A little misdirection play, and it's Cochran trying it, and wow, covered up by Schumann and Bradford. But he, let's see where the forward progress is granted. I'd say give him 1 yard. So from their own 19, it'll be 1, 2, 3rd down. And a long yard for Moravia, 3:10 and counting here in the first. Wayne trails 6-0. Back in motion again. This time gets the handoff going around the right side, and he's going to get probably there. Carson brings him down in the open field, but it's going to be right around the 20, and the officials are not even going to measure that one. It is 4th and 1 for Moravia from the 20. Ball sits with half of it on each side of the stripe. Tough formation, but nobody deep for the Falcons. They're not buying this for a minute. Now the back goes in motion. And it is punted toward the Moravia sideline and goes out of bounds on their side of the field. All of the action, except for the touchdown pass, has been on Moravia's side of the field. It goes out of bounds at the 39. So for two high-powered offenses, this has been a pretty ugly first quarter so far offensively. Kiefer will get, I think, a yard on that one. To the 38. So the Falcons now will have 2nd and 9 from the Moravia 38 with 1:47 to go in the first quarter. Trips to the right, Moore by himself in the gun. Andrews, clean snap. Moore looking, throwing to the right, complete to Wilson across the middle, and he's going to be close to a Falcon first down. Needs to get to the, he'll have that first down easily to the 25. Number 8 to number 6. That's a plus 13 and a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at the Moravia 25. Let's see if that gets the offense going. Moore gets Kiefer in motion, jet sweep to the left, gets through the line, maybe two, three yards. And we'll call it 2 to the 23. And we're under a minute to go in the first quarter. This would be, I believe, perhaps the first quarter of the season in which the Falcons were unable to put points on the board. They can't do something in the next 36 seconds. A couple of receivers to the left, and Moore just falls on the fumbled snap. I think I know alibi is the ending of the saying in here in the first quarter, because it is UGLY. Ball sits at the 24. Third and long for the Falcons. That's the end of the quarter. So, end of quarter number one, Moravia 6, Wayne 0. Gordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Let's see, 32 yards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 carries for Carson. Quarter number one. And the Falcons held out of the end zone for, I believe, that is the first quarter of the season in which they have not scored. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, look to Odds Auto. Rod's Auto for your help. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call him 872-2338. Or dropping straight back, has some pressure, throws it over the middle, incomplete. Receiver on the turf, and the flag comes down late. It just now came down. The ball's come to a complete stop, and that's either going to be an interference or some kind of personal foul against the Falcons. Intentional grounding. Well, the penalty will go against the Falcons. It is also, I think, intentional grounding is a distance and down penalty. And it's marked off, apparently, from where he threw it, 5-6 yards back to the 34. So it ends up being a 10-yard penalty. 10-yard penalty, loss of down, fourth down for the Falcons. Moore from the Moravia 34. Low snap, flags down on both sides of the field, throwing over the middle. It's complete to Carson. Downfield inside the 10, loses his helmet into the end zone. We have to see what the flags are going to be, but that was a great finish to the play by Carson Kiefer without his helmet. There is a penalty against Wayne. So we'll see where that will be marked from. They threw it just after the snap. It must have been maybe somebody lined up. That's a procedure penalty. Back to the 39 now, after losing another five. Great throw, great catch by the Falcons. Wilson now in punter's formation. Oh, gets a high, not very good, not very deep kick that goes over the Falcons' sidelines, out of bounds. And two penalty flags are down. One was laying on the 40, and the other was just now thrown at the 34. .11:41 to go in the second quarter. Wayne trailing 6-0. And we'll see what the white hat has to say about, and they're going back for more briefing. hold against Wayne, personal foul against Wayne. Two penalties on the play, both against the Falcons. I think every penalty that's been thrown has so far been against Wayne. Cochran, the Mohawk quarterback, being given his options now by the officials. And one flag sets just shy of the Moravia 35, and the other is right on the midfield stripe. And he is coming over and sharing with the coach. And they want the ball at the 35. And the officials are walking that direction with the ball. Holding is declined against Wayne. Personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Wayne is declined, and they will take the ball at the 35. So after all that, the ball sits about where it was punted to. I think they didn't want to give Wayne another chance. The punt was not good. And Moravia, under pressure, now Cochran rolling and trying to scramble, doing a pretty good job, throwing it late on the sidelines, well out of bounds. Another flag comes down. And the penalty will go against Wayne. I think they're saying Cochran was hit late out of bounds. And it'll be marked from the Mohawk 35, roughing the passer. And that's 15-yarder. And the ball will now be at the Falcon 30. First down. First down, Moravia, 11:31 to go in the second quarter with the Mohawks leading the Falcons 6-0. Cochran takes the handoff, dropping straight back. Here comes Andrews. The ball is thrown, picked off the top of the grass by Waybill and brought down at the 34 by Wilson, I believe. Or Cormany with the reception, and give him less than half a yard. We're going to call that the 30 still. No gain. Second and 10, Moravia, 11 minutes to go now till halftime. And your Hy-Vee halftime will catch up with an MDL stat check here. And your Shivers manufacturing player of the first half. Oh, and Cormany gets shakes one would-be tackler and gets down near the 20. It might be inside the 20. It is, and the chains will be moved. Eleven-yard pickup to the 19, where it's first down. Moravia moving the ball on the Falcon defense. Receivers out each direction again, two each way, and Moravia puts it back in motion. Hands in the ball coming this way. A stutter steps. Looking for someplace, grabbed by Keaton Nickel, tied up, and Carson helped finish him off, or Wilson helped finish him off. And that will be a loss on the play back to the 31, or 21. So from their own 21, Moravia will have it second down. Cochran assesses. He's again in the gun and again a back in motion. Fakes a couple ways, throws it long toward Waybill. Incomplete. Defended kind of at the last minute by Nickel, but defended well at the last minute. .946 left in the second quarter. Third down, Moravia. getting a little chilly here in the old press box. And fakes the handoff, dropping deep is Moravia. And Schumann had a chance for the tackle. Formany at the reception didn't know he had the ball. And it's going to be a Moravia first down to the left side, and that hurts. He threw the ball, and the receiver ran into Schumann, but Schumann didn't realize he had the ball. The receiver had his back to him, and now they've got it first and goal inside the, right around the five. First and goal on the Falcon 5, and it's a run to the right side and pushing and shoving his way forward, but not to the goal line. It'd be out of bounds, and I believe that was Chase Snyder on the carry. And that's on the one, so 4-yard pickup to the one. Second and goal from the Falcon 1-yard line. Moravia has it, leading Wayne 6-0. Running to the left side is into the end zone, Trevor Formany. That is a Mohawk touchdown with 9:11 to go here on 9:11. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is coming right up. They attempted a PAT kick on the first touchdown, and heading the other direction, they're going to go for two. The wind's blowing a little bit from the south. Cochran throwing toward the end zone is picked off by Carson, and that was no good. So, Falcons remain at an uncomfortable, unfamiliar zero. Amoravia has moved their total up to 12. They lead the Falcons with 9:11 to go in the second quarter. On a 1-yard Trevor Formany run, first touchdown was on a 50-yard pass from Cochran to Waveville. And, again, the Falcons just almost nothing on offense to this point, which is surprising considering how easily they have moved the ball in their first two games. Something has got to give here. Okay, we've got for your People's Company kickoff, Baker and Runyon and Andrews and Matley, the front four. Lovett, Nickel in the middle, and Wilson and Kiefer, the deep men for the Falcons. Expect another dribbler, boys. Moravia with an offset, kicks it, and it bounces right to Nickel at the 25 and fakes a stutter left and goes right, gets across the 30. Keaton Nickel gets it to the 32. It'll be first down for the Falcons with 9:07 to go until half. Pretty good field position. Pitches it back to Carson, going to the right side, gets through the line into the defensive backfield, crosses the midfield stripe, and is brought down there. Or they'll mark it right at the stripe, an 8-yard pickup for Carson. Second and two, Wayne, trailing 12-0. And Kiefer through the line toward the goal line. Touchdown Falcons, brought to you by the Flower Pot in Corydon. Carson Kiefer on a 40-yard touchdown run. And we will do that one right. On 30 plus 40, TD. 8:20 left in the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Coming up, Moore in the backfield by himself. Rolling right, shovel pass into the middle. No signal. And it is a completed pass, but stopped short. Got two, needed three. And, So the score now is Falcons trailing 12-6. On the board, sending that back to Gale. Don't like those angry texts from the studio. We're not updating them, but a 40-yard touchdown run by Carson Kiefer has got the Falcons on the board. And now for the People's Company kickoff. Trevor Wilson teeing it up at the Falcon 30 again, an 80-yard field in eight-player ball. And kickoffs come from a team's 30-yard line. Touchbacks are put in play from the 15. And Jared Chambers and the People's Company bring you this kick, where it is going to be fielded at the 11 by Moravia, and they'll come this way. Oh, nice tackle in the open field by, looks like, Ben Saunders, putting the Moravia player flat on his back at the 20. And that's where they will start. 8:14 to go from their own 20. And I'm told that it's a busy text, not an angry text. Oh, and a pass is complete by Cochran, and it's going to be out of bounds. Nickel drives him, or Wilson drives him out near the midfield. Little crossing pattern there. And Moravia will have a first down, call it midfield, 20-yard pickup. .807 left until halftime, and both offenses maybe are starting to warm up. Hands it off to Waybill going left, and Falcons having a little trouble bringing him down, finally shoving him out of bounds in front of the Wayne bench. Inside the 34, gain of 6. And it's the Falcon 34 where Moravia has its second down now, 2nd and 4. 7.5 minutes to go until halftime. Moravia is up 12-6. Never saw a 12-6 score coming in this late in the game, but especially with the Falcons behind, the run is going to be brought down. First down yardage inside the late flag just goes down now. Inside the 25, at the 24, Klaus the carrier. Personal foul against Wayne. And ball's at the 24, and they're going to tack on, I'm sure, probably half the distance to the goal line would be down to the 12. And it'll be first down. So 10 yards and plus a penalty of 12 more, and it is inside the Rod Dotto red zone at the 12 for Moravia, leading 12-6. And we have a Wayne County Hospital timeout. Construction service and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project at the Allerton Lumber Company. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. Your local auctioneer and agent for People's Company is Jared Chambers. Contact him at 641-414-0234. Give you that number again in a minute. People's Company is a leading provider of agricultural land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, and land investing services in all of the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. Jared is a proud sponsor of Falcon Football. Contact him at 414-0234. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, where Wayne trails Moravia 12-6 with 7:13 to go. Moravia's ball at the Falcon 12. And the fake handoff, and it's Cochran running to the left with a blocker in front of him, shoved out of bounds, and there's another late flag. That's going to be called a late hit on the shove out of bounds. Carson, with his hands up, wondering what he's got to do. Not Carson, that was Wilson. He got maybe down to about the 6 or 7. Oh, the flag is, this is the first flag against Moravia, and it will come back. It is a block in the back, an illegal block in the back, and the ball now sits at the 18. Cochran dropping back deep. Three defensive linemen overrun the play, a little screen pass. And he's going to be spun around out of bounds inside the 5. Screen pass fools the Falcon defensive line. All three of them don't need to do that. But ball sits at the 2. And the officials want a timeout here to confer. They're pointing over toward the official on the sidelines and bringing him the ball. Oh, they're going to measure to see if this is going to be a first down. I thought it looked like it was, but they're going to bring the chains all the way across the field to now say that it's a first down. First and goal for Moravia. From the Falcon 2 with 6:52 to go. It's going to be hard to keep the Mohawks out of the end zone on this one. But they have fumbled several times. The run is up the middle. It's Cochran. And the signal is touchdown. Touchdown, Moravia, on a 2-yard run by quarterback Briar Cochran up the middle. Coming with 6:47 until halftime. And we have a fire in the concession stand below us. The PAT attempt, Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt, stood straight up. The runner to the right by Blade Baker, and got a little help from a Falcon friend, and no good. on the, so we have had now four touchdowns, and we have yet to see a Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt to convert it. It is Moravia 18, Falcons 6, with 6:47 to go till the half, a half in which I would think that we will perhaps hear what Coach Elliott has to say all the way up here in the press box. And we will look for the light switch. I'm assuming there is one in here, but I don't see it in the press box. We got a little bit of light coming in through the window. People's Company PAT attempt coming up. Hey, for all your floral needs, contact the Flower Potting Court in your full-service floral and gift shop on the square on the west side. Call 872-3600 for all your floral and gift needs. The Flower Pot in Corydon. Moravia breaks their huddle looking for the People's Company kickoff here. They've dribbled it every time. They do again, and it is fielded by Nickel. And he is hit real quickly, but gets across the 30. A return of roughly 5 yards for Keaton Nickel. Yeah, we'll call it the Falcon 33. So Wayne, 47 yards from pay dirt, trailing Moravia 18-6 with 6:42 to go. Moore under center, backs in the eye behind him, dropping straight back, getting some good blocking. The pocket steps up, throws it deep, and it's intended and completed for a Falcon touchdown. Put that one right in the flower pot, and it was caught by Trevor Wilson for the touchdown. Moore to Wilson. Plus 47, touchdown Falcons with 6:32 to go until halftime. Now our Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Let's see if the Falcons can get one. They were close on the previous attempt. Moore going to try a quarterback sneak right up the middle. Reaches, but he's going to be short. And so it's 18-12 in favor of Moravia with a quick strike capability for the Falcons there. Shut out for the first quarter plus, and in the last minute and 48 seconds, they have two touchdowns. So we'll get that one sent back. So I guess Gail's not mad, but she is crazy. Now, those are not my words. Those are hers. And it is 18-12 in favor of Moravia with 6:32 to go. And we have a People's Company kickoff about to happen. Wilson with it teed up. Baker Matley and Saunders on this near side. And a little better kick gets down to the 6 and straight up the field comes Moravia, gets through the first Falcon defenders, and Blade Baker will bring him down across the 30, near the 35. And they will put the ball on the 35. This looks a lot more like the game we thought we were going to see. Cochran now fakes the handoff, to the right, gives it to the left. It's Cormany. He's got somebody with him helping block, but he will get across midfield and down near the Falcon, across the 35, near the 30. Gain of nearly 15 yards and a Moravia first down. From just outside the Falcon 30 with 6:18 to go. Clock's not moving for, well, they, I guess, moved the chains. And they'll probably start it here maybe with the snap. See. And again, the little misdirection. Falcon defense reads it well. Mitch Sinclair holds his ground, brings down the runner, didn't over-pursue and follow that one. Loss on the play of 5 yards. Great Western Bank, great play by Mitch Sinclair. So from the Falcon 35... be second and 15 from Moravia, leading Wayne 18-12. Cochran fumbled snap, now looking, throwing it over the middle, complete to Waybell, and he's hit, but he's going to be right around the first down marker. And it is a Moravia Mohawk first down. Inside the Falcon 20, we'll call it the 19. First down from Moravia in the Rods Auto Red Zone. Wayne County Hospital and Clinic System provide complete quality health care services for you and your family. Caring for generations, Wayne County Hospital. Dropping straight back, here comes the screen! And they get it away again, and it's complete the Waybell. Ball comes loose! But he picks it back up, and is going to be inside the 15, so they're going to gain yards on the play. Falcons, again, don't seem to recognize or react to the screen pass. I think those quarterback or linemen think they're going to get a quarterback sack, and Cochran is not real fast, but he's very quick with his feet. Now fakes the handoff right, gives it left, and Cormany is grabbed immediately and brought down. Now Falcons are pointing our direction. And the officials agree. Fumble recovered by the Falcons. And the ball will be at the Wayne 16. Falcon ball. Moravia fumbles. Wayne picks it up. Carson will run to the right and gets across the 15 out near the 20. We'll give him four. From the 20, second down, Wayne. Moore with the option to the left, and ball comes loose. It's still on the ground. Beanbag thrown. Moravia players holding up their hands as though they have it, and they do. Slippery ball tonight. Now it sits at the 20. Moravia ball. 20 yards from scoring with 4:05 left in the second quarter. and the handoff to the left side, and that violent collision, beanbag thrown down again on the far sideline in front of the Falcon bench. And a big Allerton Lumber Company laying down the lumber hit on the sidelines. I didn't get the number, but it ends up being a positive gain for Moravia down to the 18, gain of 2. Big hit forced the fumble, but Moravia must have recovered it. Falcon defense digs in with 3:20 to go in the second quarter, and Moravia holding a 6-point lead. It fakes the handoff. Cochran looking, throwing over the middle, incomplete. Sent by Wilson. Third down for Moravia. From their own 18, leading Wayne, 18-12. .315 to go. And the clock's moving after the incomplete pass. Run to the right side. Flag goes down. And the runner's driven out of bounds short of the first down. I think this is going to be against Moravia. It is. Talking to Baker, I believe, Falcon captain. Carson right there throwing in his 2 cents, seeing what they want to do. And they will back it up. The flag thrown at around the 16. So it'll come back to the 26. So the hold against Moravia with 3:04 left has them at the Falcon 26. Now Cochran rolling left, looking, coming back to the right. The Falcon linemen finally get free. Here comes Sinclair, throwing it over the middle. It is knocked away by the Falcons, but I think recovered on the caught on the deflection. Now incomplete is the ruling. Originally, the official came in as though, and Moravia was jumping up and down saying they caught it, but it is ruled an incomplete pass. We'll come back to the 26. 2:50 until halftime. It's 18-12 Moravia. Mohawks with the ball on the Falcon 26. And it'll be fourth down from there. They need to get... They need to get at least to the 10, and Moravia will take a Wayne County Hospital timeout. And the staff members of the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. It can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. MDL stat check here. 14 carries now for Carson. And 86 yards. So, I mean, it's turning out to be a decent half. But, you know, half of that almost was on the 40-yard touchdown run just a few moments ago. In fact, that was with 6:32 left in this half, and we're now at 2:50. Fourth down, Moravia, and on the Wayne side of the ball, they are going for it. Cochran with twin receivers each way, Cormany in motion, fakes the handoff, looking to pass, under a little bit of pressure, and the Falcon defensive line is off. Cochran now well back in his own territory, hit and brought down by Mitch Sinclair at the Wayne 37. And the Falcons will take over on downs. Mitch Sinclair finally corralled the elusive quarterback for Moravia. Great Western Bank, great play. That was better than a punt. And they'll mark it at the 36. So the Moravia 36. I'm sorry, not the Wayne 36. From Moravia's 36, the Falcons have it from the eye. Moore drops straight back, looking to pass. Under pressure, he'll get sacked. And brought down at back on the Falcons' side of the field. At the Wayne 37. So a loss of 7 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 17 for the Falcons as we near the 2-minute mark until halftime. There is no 2-minute warning. But Falcons with the ball and dropping straight back is Moore. He's looking to pass. Throws it to Baker, and he'll be brought down right around the line of scrimmage on the near sideline. Thrown a little behind him, and timeout is going to be called by Coach Elliott. Gain of 1 on the pass play. And it'll be 3rd and long for the Falcons from their own 38. So we have 3rd down and a bunch to go for Wayne from their own 33-yard line. Falcons trail Moravia 18-12. That sack was to the 32, not the 37. So that was still a gain of 1 on the pass play to Baker. 3rd and long for the Falcons. One back behind Moore. He will drop back to pass, rolling to the right, looking, stopping, coming back to the left. Under some pressure, he's going to get sacked again. And this one will be inside the 25. Maybe they'll give him forward progress to there. And it'll be another timeout for the Falcons with 1:32 to go. And it's 4th and huge. I'm a little surprised they didn't let the clock keep rolling and punt it and hope that Moravia wouldn't have time to score. Instead, we take a Wayne County Hospital timeout, and going to let you know about a rodeo event coming up, Donkey Baseball. Fundraiser will be Tuesday, September 29th at 7 p.m. at the Wayne County Fairgrounds Arena. Seymour versus Corydon. Advance tickets are $6, $8 if you get them at the gate. Preschool and under are free. Funds go to the Seymour Campground and the Corydon Lighting Project. If interested in participating, please call Lee Peck at 872-5259 during the day or at home, 872-1373. The pitch is back to Carson, running to the right. Gets around the side and back out up to the 35. 10-yard gain, but they were 20-some yards turnover on downs. Again, I'm just turnover on downs. Moravia has it at the Falcon 35, leading 18-12. And they've got a minute 27 to go. Cochran now back in motion, fakes the handoff right, hands it left to Waybill, and he's going to get inside the 35 down to maybe the 31. I'm sorry, Cormany, the runner. Gain of 4, and it'll be second down from the Falcon 31 with a minute left in the half. Defensive line digs in. They're expecting run. They're getting it to the near side and stringing it out are the Falcons, but he'll be inside the 30 before being brought down. Spencer Boobin in on the tackle there. Ball will be spotted at the Falcon 28. They ate a lot of yards up passing, and two running plays here with a minute or so go. Cormany is going to be the lead blocker on the quarterback option to the far sideline and run out of bounds with really no gain into the Falcon bench. It's Cochran. That'll bring up fourth down from, we'll call it the Wayne 29, loss of a yard on the play. So from Wayne 29, there's 13 seconds to go until your high V halftime. And both teams, I would think, would want to regroup after a pretty unimpressive offensive showing. And a double fake, throwing it is Cochran, incomplete. And they're going to give the Falcons another shot with 7 seconds left. That's a turnover on downs. I don't get that either. Run the ball, run out the clock, but instead it'll be a turnover on downs, and Wayne will have it with 7 seconds to go and one offensive shot, barring a penalty on the defense. Wilson splits out to the left, and now the back's in an offset eye. Timeout is being called, and we'll take this Wayne County Hospital timeout. The Falcons will begin from their own 29. This looks to be a one-play series, but they're trailing 18-12, have not trailed in at halftime yet this season, and if that streak is going to continue, they're going to need to put it in the end zone. So the Falcons have 7 seconds to do that. And Wayne lines up for the play. It is a handoff to Carson up the middle, and he's fighting for everything. Jersey's being tugged, wrapped him up around the waist, and he'll be brought down at the Falcon 38, a gain of 9. And we are at halftime with Wayne trailing 18-12. At the half, it is 12 for the Falcons, 18 for the Mohawks. To boot it and gets under it will be fielded at the 9 by Moravia. And coming up across the 10, 15, and out across the 25 to the 29. Brought down by Bradford at the 29. So Moravia, 11:53 to go in third, leading Wayne 18-12. Let's see what kind of halftime adjustments each team made. And the handoff in the middle and getting away from the first tackler, and Matt Lee and Kiefer bring down the runner at the 35, a gain of 6. From their own 35, Moravia will have it. 11 and a half to go in third. Tighter formation, not spreading them out. Moravia may be getting a little more conservative here in the second half. Gives the handoff to Cormany running left and grabbed by the jersey by Bradford. Allowed another Falcon that I didn't catch the number to come in and help out, and no gain on the play. So from their own 35, still it's third down now for Moravia, needing to get to nearly midfield. Low snap, and the handoff goes Cormany left, and he's going to have a Mohawk first down and brought down in Falcon territory. Will be spotted at the Wayne 37. 8-yard pickup, and it's a Moravia first down. With 10:20 now to go in the third quarter, Falcons down by 6. Shotgun and double fake handoffs, throwing it over the middle, over the head of Waybill, incomplete. Second down from their own, or from the Falcon 37. 18-12, Moravia leads. Popcorn smelling a lot better from the Moravia concession stand. Somebody figured out the problem. Either that or the chemicals in the fire extinguisher add a little extra flavoring. But it smells better. 10-10 to go until the end of the third quarter, and the handoff was going to the outside and then instead brought down ball on the turf. I think they're going to blow it dead, and the ball sits around the Falcon 30. Player's still jostling for it. I think they're saying he was down. So from the Falcon 29, it'll be third and short three, long two for Moravia. Cochran keeps it himself. That double fake handoff, Baker picks him up, puts him down. I think he's going to maybe have the first down, but it was quite an interesting thing by the confrontation there by the two wrestlers. He gets it to the 25. And then Baker bear hugged him, picked him up, and gently lowered him to the ground. Takes the handoff now, looking to run that quarterback keeper up the middle again, rolls out to the right, fakes the throw, and gets another yard or two on freezing the defender before Matt Lee shoves him out of bounds. At the 22, a gain of 3. Second down, Moravia, under 9 minutes left in the third. Mohawks leading the Falcons 18-12. And fakes the handoff, gives it to Cormany, and he's going to be wrapped up by Bradford and Runyon coming over to help. And it'll be a loss on the play. Nice defense there by the Falcons, Bradford and Runyon. He'll lose ground back to the 26. Call it the 27, apparently. Now we'll call it the 26. Tucker now back in motion, again, they fake one way, fake the other, and he's going to take off up the middle. He's got some yards. He's going to get a first down and out of bounds on the left side. Briar Cochran. It'll be first down for Moravia. Ball is at the Falcon 14. 12-yard pickup. .811 to go in the third. Wayne down. Cochran hands it off and pitches it back and to the left side, Cormany. .755 and counting. Moravia leading Wayne 18-12. Second down. Ball is, we'll call it the 11. And a bad pitch, and the ball comes way back outside the 30. It'll be at the Falcon 31. 20-yard loss on the play. But either way, Moravia has taken the second half kickoff and eaten up the first 5 minutes of the second half all on their own. And they still have it third and about 30. Cormany in motion and dropping deep and throwing the screen again. It's incomplete. And Moravia from their Falcon 31 will have fourth and long with 648 to go. Goalpost was in the way there. I couldn't tell if it was an eight or a three. 648 to go in the third quarter. Fourth down from the Falcon 31. Andrews, Runyon. Andrews heading out. And Boobin in. Punt formation for Moravia. And a ground ball snap. And Baker tries for the block. Can't get it. The punt will make it to the end zone for a touchback. So Wayne holds. But Moravia eats up 5.5 minutes of the third quarter. And the Falcons will start from their own 15. Down by a touchdown, minus the conversion. Moore hands it off. Carson to the right side, double hand holding it. He's not going to fumble that time and gets between 5 and 10 yards. Looks like maybe a gain of 6. Second down for the Falcons from the 21. And this time it's Carson to the left side. First down yardage, still driving his feet out near past the 35 to the 38. Carson Kiefer, that'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. From the Wayne 38, so a 14-yard pickup for Carson gives the another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, and Baker driving it across midfield to the 36. So a gain of 6 there. From the Moravia, 36, Wayne's ball. Baker staying in to defend, and the pass is complete over to the right side, and I think that was Wilson. And that's another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. From the 24, after that 12-yard pickup, handoff and going not very far is Carson. So at the 23, so gain of one by Carson on first down. Moore, quick pass to the near side. It's Wilson, and he's inside the 20. And the ball is at the 16, so gain of 7. Pitches it back to Carson on the right side. He's got first down yardage and more down around the 10. And it is a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Ball is at just outside the 10, but we're in the Rod Dotto red zone. Pitches it to Carson on the left side. Has it with two hands, but it comes loose anyway. And Moravia, I believe, has it. They do at the 5. Carson, a gain of 5, but another costly fumble. And that's a turnover. Moravia has it at their own 5. First down, leading Wayne 18-12 with 3:28 to go in the third quarter. Back in motion, and the handoff is to Cormany. Now he's coming back this way, and he'll be brought down shy of the 10 by Carson and a flying Keaton Nickel. And the ball is at the 8, a gain of 3. Second down, 7 for Moravia as we cross the 3-minute mark. Back in motion, and he stopped and then started again. The timing on the snap was off, and I think that's going to be a procedure call against. All sides against the Falcons. I think maybe they're trying to draw Moravia into a procedure, and ball's now out at the 13 and went from 2nd and 7 or longer to 2nd and 2. Spreading it out wide each direction. Fumbled snap, and Cochran is going to pick it up and chuck it from the 2 downfield over the head of everybody. Keaton Nickel, the closest player to the ball. Intended for Skylar Smith, number 11, or he was the closest Mohawk anyway. It was not a good snap, and Cochran couldn't get it, but he picked it up and took off running to the sidelines, threw it right before he went out. Well over the head of Smith, but Third and two for Moravia. Still deep in their own territory, and Cochran run it up the middle, and he's going to be close to the 15. Schumann was right there. This is going to be, they're eyeballing it and deciding. Now they're saying fourth down. It's just shy of the 15, and they don't have much to go. I would think they're going to go for it, even though it is deep in their own territory. But they are in punt formation. Don't automatically assume this will be a punt. Instead, they're going to take a Wayne County Hospital timeout. Talk about it on the sidelines. And, Dale, I'm getting some feedback of some customers that are not picking up the signal. They're texting me at 641-870-4469. And if at some time during a game you have some audio trouble, it's okay to text me, and I will see what I can do. But that's the feedback I'm getting, Dale. But I think you're hearing me okay, so I'll just send them a signal. Try logging back in. That often will fix such a problem. 1:52 to go after the Wayne County Hospital timeout. Moravian pump formation. Expect a quick snap to somebody else. And throwing it long and way over the head. Wow, they try a deep pass play. Fourth down and half a foot. I would think they might have quick snapped to one of the short guys, but it's a turnover on downs. And that is that's a great Western Bank, great play for the Falcons, even though they really didn't do anything. But they get the ball at Moravia's 15, trailing by 6. High formation behind Moore under center. Love it. Split out wide to the left. Pitches to the right. And Carson won't get anything. Yep. Gain of 0. Second and 10. We're in the Rod's Auto red zone. We've been here before. A few plays ago. And the Falcons fumbled on the 5, turning it over. 1:20 to go in the third. Wayne trying to tie it or better. Love it now to the right with the backs in the eye to the short side of the field. And fakes the handoff, gives it to Baker coming left, and he'll get down around the 10, and a late flag comes in from the near sideline. I wonder if that might be like a face mask type of a call. Personal foul face mask against Moravia. So Baker will pick up 5. And then they'll take it, I would say, 5 more down to the 5. And it should be first down Falcons on the half the distance to the goal. No, it's still going to be second down. From the 6. Handoff, Carson, into the line. Ball's on the turf. Moore picks it up and heads to the right side. He's tripped up. Going to gain yards. And that will be a Falcon first down, Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at the 3. And we're about a half minute to go left in the third. Moore pitches it. Carson to the left. And a flower pot touchdown, 3 yards, Carson Kiefer. With 24 seconds, left in the third, and your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt forthcoming with the score at the moment tied at 18 for their first lead of the night. The Falcons have Baker in the backfield behind Moore, dropping straight back and throwing it toward the middle. Incomplete, intended for, I think, Nickel. And the teams are combined 0-for-6 on PAT attempts tonight, and we're knotted at 18. So we are at 18-18 with 24 seconds left in the third quarter. And, you know, expected this to be a competitive close game. I can't get any closer than this, but expected it to be a much higher scoring game than 36 points. But the three-yard touchdown run by Carson. And we will give the three on the fumble to Moore on the play before that. People's Company kickoff by Wilson is in the air, fielded at the 12 by Moravia, coming straight up the field and getting some good yardage out past the 30. The Mohawks will get a good return. The 32. Tied at 18. 18 seconds left in the third quarter. Falcons and Mohawks tied up. Moravia back to the more conservative formation, and the run around the right end brought down by Matley at the 35 for a gain of 3. And that'll do it. The end of quarter number 3. And it's 18-18 at the third quarter break. With Moravia's ball, 2nd and 7 from their own 35. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corydon. If you're looking for new tires, Rod can get you the tires you want. He'll mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod, 872-2338. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. And tell him you heard it right here on KIICradio.com, Stream 4, the Quattro. They have flipped into the field. They have reset the clock to 12 minutes, and never know, could play more than those 12 minutes. Moravia back in motion, and the option to the, or reverse to the near side, and will be stacked up short of midfield. Nickel is in on that one. Levitt is in on that one. Carson is in on that one. And spotted at the 37, ends up all that for a gain of 2. And third down for Moravia. Got to get somewhere around the Falcon 38, and it sits right now about 5 yards short of that. Moravia. Again, oh, that play was just absolutely blown up in the middle field, and then he pitches it back to the quarterback. Oh, they got away with one there, and he is around the right end. First down yardage for the Falcons, or for the Mohawks. And Moravia turned a play that I'm surprised they didn't blow it dead, because right up the center of the field, the Falcon defender just blew that play up and had him in his grasp, but they pitched it back, and Cochran runs around the right side. Now he's down on the turf being tended to by the coaching staff. The ball sits inside the Falcon 30. And they let that go, and he's up on his own, but walking back to the huddle, I'm not sure, he may have to come out for at least one play. Ball's inside the Falcon 30 at around the, maybe the 28. I'm not sure they've spotted. Yeah, they have. So it ends up being a 15-yard gain and a first down to the Falcon 28. Under 11 to go in the game. We're tied. And Wayville is at quarterback and hands it to Cormany running left. Maybe a yard gain. Second down, 9 for Moravia from the Falcon 27, 10-23 left in the game. Troy Arnold comes out. Sinclair is at the left end. Runyon at nose. And Cochran back in there, hands it off to the right side and getting around the end, and he's going to have first down yardage is the running back, number 9, Sam Klaus. That's going to move the chains for Moravia. First down. And the Rods out of red zone on the north end of the field to the 14. From the Falcon 14, Moravia has it. Tied on the scoreboard, but Moravia is marching in and knocking on the Falcon door here. A run up the middle by Cochran. Brought down by Carson with Matley right there. And it's just outside the 10. We'll call it a gain of 4. Second and 6. Nine minutes left in the game. Or in the fourth quarter. We have yet to see if it'll be in the game. And Cochran going to throw. Here comes the screen. And incomplete. Intended for Cormany. Bradford right there. Throw is a little bit low. And I don't know if maybe on the first real cool night of the season, players are having trouble holding onto the ball. But both sides somewhat careless with the football. And the handoff up the middle, Sinclair has him, ties him up long enough for the teammates come to assist. Be down at the 8.5. And I think that'll make 1, 2, 3 down. So it'll be fourth down at the lane 8. One receiver wide to the left, and one to the right with a one in the slot, and Cochran will throw it to the right side. That was on the ground, incomplete. A diving player in the end zone was Wadeville. That's a turnover on downs. Falcons get it back on their 8. Okay, 8 minutes and 9 seconds to go. Great Western Bank, great play there. Call it. 8 minutes to go. Lovett wide to the right. Handoff up the gut and through the line, and but caught by the linebacker is, I think that's Baker. Nope, Carson. Run by number 3. Out to the 14, a gain of 6. Now Lovett goes to the right. The ball's in the middle of the field, and a receiver here to the near side goes in motion as Baker, and he will block for Carson coming around the end, and he's going to have a Farm Bureau first down out past the 20. Spotted at the 22, a gain of 8 for Carson. Falcons looking a little more energetic for a change, and Lovett wide to the near side of the field. The pitch is to Carson running to the wide side, the left. Flag down. Carson has 6-7 yards out near the 30, but the flags are in the Falcon backfield. I think that one's going to come back on a hold against Wayne. Wow, that clock moves fast here in the second half for not being continuous. Conferring over where the penalty will be marked from. And the official, like the Energizer Bunny, just keeps going and going and going. That was more than half the distance. The ball is inside the 10 to the 9, a loss of 13. Dropping back is Moore. He's got some pressure. He is hit as he goes to throw it, and I'm not sure if they're calling it a fumble or it is a fumble, and Moravia recovers inside the Falcon 10. His arm, he was looking to throw, and it was ruled a fumble, not an incompletion. Moravia will have the ball at the Wayne 8. First down with 6:52 left in the fourth. Moravia and Wayne knotted at 18. And Cochran with some time now rolling to the right. He's probably going to keep it and run. Flag down. Cochran into the end zone. I think the flag is going to be a hold. Oh, it's a hold against Moravia. Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Okay, so it's now back at the Falcon 21. Oops. From the Wayne 21, Moravia, double handoff. To the right side, picking up down near the 15. gain of, let's call it 6, to the Falcon 15, where it will be 2nd and goal. Schumann in at nose guard for the Falcons, and Bradford to his right, and is that Sinclair to his left and on the line? Let's see what they can get done, and the fake handoff, throwing it over the middle, it's complete, and ball on the, no, holding on to it is Cormany inside the 5. And it'll be 3rd and goal. And we're going to call that to the 4, gain of 11. Third and goal, Moravia. Score is right now 18-all with 5.5 to go in the 4th. And Cochran rolling right. He's got a blocker. Now he's going to come back toward the left, and he's going to be grabbed by multiple Falcons. And he will be short of the goal line by about 3.5 yards. Call it 1. This is a big play here. 4th down and goal. And under pressure, he throws it to the middle of the field. Touchdown is the ruling. Complete. And I think that was Jake Martin, but I'm not certain. But it is, in any event, a touchdown for Moravia, 4:47 to go in the 4th. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt by Moravia begins with a low fumbled snap, and PAT fails. Kyle Andrews putting on some heat, and so Moravia takes a 24-18 lead with 4:47 to go. Left in the game. Wayne, I don't know. You got to be a little bit careful here because Wayne can score very quickly. Moravia has taken their time with some time-consuming drives. If Wayne were to score quickly, even though they might get a 2-point conversion and a lead, you don't want to leave any time on the clock for Moravia. And they're all piled up close to each other in the middle of the field, spreading out a little bit, but expect that ground ball up the middle. That's what they've exclusively done. And they do it again. Kyle Andrews grabs the ball and bursts his way for 3 or 4 yards, grabbed it at midfield, and got to the Moravia. Where are they going to put it, 37? It'll be a 4-yard pickup for Kyle. He just wants the yards. But from the Moravia 37, Wayne has it down 24-18. Love it to the right. Ball in the middle of the field. Handoff. Carson across the 35. Spotted at the 34, gain of 3. A officials stopped the play. No indication why. 4:22, though, left on the clock, and the officials stopped the clock there. Where Wayne will have it second and about 7 from the Moravia 34, with the Mohawks leading the Falcons 24-18. And now they wind the clock. Wayne not very quick onto the ball. Lovett tight on the left side. Offset eye Baker. And the pitch is fumbled by Carson. Picked up. Keeps his legs driving. Gets down around the 30. They'll put it right on the 30, and the officials are stopping the clock again. I'm not sure. Oh, there's a Mohawk down on the turf. 4-yard pickup for Carson to the Moravia 30. MDL quick stat check here in the second half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 carries. For Keeper, for 21, 32, 35, 49, and 7 is 56 yards. The Moravia player is Cochran, and he's limping, favoring that looks like that same leg he injured earlier. But the Falcons have it third and about 3 from the 30. Pitch to Carson, running left. He's going to be across the 25, they're going to give him, and that's going to be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Now, 5-yard pickup on that one for Carson Keeper, and at 3:23 to go. Baker, the only back behind Moore. Now a little play to the left side. Carson turns nothing into about 3. And the officials turn 3 into 1. Pick up to the 24 on first down. That'll be 2nd and 9. Now in the eye with Lovett out to the left, ball in the middle of the field. The clean handoff to Moore, throwing to the right side, complete. The Falcons have the ball inside the 10. It's to Moore to Nickel. And we're in the Rods Auto red zone, inside the 10 to the 9. So a 15-yard pickup. And his first and goal for the Falcons from the 9. Handoff, left side. I don't think we got anything on that one. I think that was Carson. And they got the ball on the 10, so loss of a yard. Now Moore pitches to Carson, running left. Gets through the line and is going to have about half the yards needed. I'd say down to the 3, so 7 there. Falcons are 3 yards out from tying the game with 1:19 to go. Handoff, Keeper, right, no gain. And the clock's moving at 1:10. It'll be 4th down for the Falcons at the 3. And the Wayne County Hospital timeout is called at 1 minute even. This will be a great Western Bank, great play, one way or the other, from the Moravia 3 with 1 minute to go. Mark this one down. Mohawks 24, Falcons 18. Construction service and supply from Small Hand Tools to Lumber. We have what you need for your next building project. Stop in at 220 North Central Avenue today or soon in Allerton and speak with the good folks at Allerton Lumber Company. And your local auctioneer and agent for People's Company is Jared Chambers. Call Jared at 641-414-0234. People's Company, all your ag real estate needs. Jared is a proud sponsor of Falcon football. And this is going to be perhaps your ball game. More under center. Needing three. Rolling right. Grabbed. Throwing back left. It is two. Is complete in the end zone. Flower pot touchdown to Keaton Nickel. More to Nickel. Touchdown, Falcons. Comes with 51 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And now, a Wayne County Hospital timeout being called with the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. And this one is huge. Huge. Moore under some pressure. In fact, the defender had grabbed him by the jersey, but stiff-armed his way free, threw back across traffic to a wide-open Nickel in the end zone, complete for a Falcon touchdown that at the moment has the score tied at 24. Time is out, and now they're going to come back in your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Lots of big bodies there on the line. Carson playing tight end, and it's going to be a pass play over the middle and incomplete. No flags. PAT attempt fails, as have every PAT attempt here. And that's an opportunity lost for the Falcons, 24-24 with 51 seconds to go. Here's the chance from the Moravia bench about the hurry-up offense. And with 51 seconds left, they're going to have to move it a lot quicker than they have on any other drive so far. Falcons 24, Mohawks 24. Both teams about 24 or 40 points below their season averages offensively. Defensively, they're both above their season averages. And this one's going to come right down to the final minute of play or more. Baker is in, Stetson Baker on the kick team, brought to you by People's Company. It's low and fielded and dropped and picked up by Moravia, heading to the right side and now around the end. And he's going to go unless he can be caught from behind, and he won't. No flags on the field, and 11 seconds. There's a flag. Just now thrown. Unsportsmanlike against Moravia. The touchdown is good. The kick was bobbled at around the 15. But the penalty is against Moravia for an unsportsmanlike conduct. Now they're talking to the Moravia players. I think that'll be assessed on the kickoff, but the PAT attempt is coming. Touchdown comes with 40 seconds left in the game. The Falcons tied it up at 24 with 51 seconds left. We're now at 40 seconds, and Moravia leads 30-24, pending this Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Oh, now it's offsetting unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. Here's the call. Didn't see the one against Wayne earlier, but Moravia sprints everybody out. It's just the center and the quarterback and one receiver to the right. And the throw is skipped in. PAT attempt incomplete. No good. And another yellow flag down. Don't see, and it's unsportsmanlike against Wayne. I think that'll be assessed on the kickoff. It was well after the play. It'll be Moravia, I think, 30-24. With 40 seconds left, and they will, I think, get an additional 15 and kick off from the Falcon 35, which really probably will aid Wayne and give them a chance to return a kick for a change rather than these ground balls, although they might not even attempt. Yeah, the ball will be kicked from the Falcon 35. Before the kickoff, so it'll be kicked from the Falcon 35, and they probably will just ground ball it, try to kill it at around the 25. Forty seconds left in the fourth quarter with Wayne now down six again. Hand's team has got to be in there for the Falcons. Bradford, Andrews, Dirty Window blocking the view. McConaughey and Runyon, the front four. And there it is, fielded by Lovett, and it'll be brought down around the 20. So it'll be spotted at the 19. Wayne, 61 yards, tying the score, have 37 seconds to do it. Surprised they even tried to run that one, just go down on an E, because the clock doesn't start till it's fielded by the receiving team. One wide out to the left, Moore dropping straight back, throwing it to the left, hook and lateral, there it is, Carson's got it at midfield, fumble, Moravia has it. And Carson is holding his right leg. Carson is up and limping pretty hard on his right leg. The ball is at Moravia's 31. And they will have 28 seconds to run out, and then that'll be the ball game. Cochran, I'm sure, will just take a knee. Andrews tries to get in there, and the clock starts and continues to go. Oh, no penalty was called. It looked like offsides against Wayne, but instead they called timeout with 18 seconds left. And the ball at the 31. Braview at their own 31 with 18 seconds to go. And I think that might be Wayne's. Oh, the scoreboard still says they have a couple of timeouts, but I don't think they do. It's not running, and it looks like they're going to be able to run out this clock unless they fumble a snap. But even then, 18 seconds left. Moravia lines up. Cochran takes the knee. And I think Wayne may be out of timeouts now with 10, 9, 7, 6. That will end it. And it is final. And your final score, Falcons go down to defeat at Moravia 30-24.